Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, How would you like a cool $1,000 on this Tuesday morning?
Nice.
I would like that a lot. Send up at KidNation.com. Listen closely. Have that phone handy, because if we call your name, you just got to be the first one to call in, and that's how you play. And don't worry if your name's not called, because we'll give those people 10 minutes. If they don't call back, you still got a shot. And if you haven't signed up, go do it. KidNation.com. Maybe we'll get you next round. It's all at random. So it's a nice little lottery we have going on here.
Got it.
Kelly, do you have the names?
I do.
Let's give those names out real quick.
Yeah, I do. May a golf got in my throat.
Yeah, can you do it in the tone of Shia LaBeouf's wife?
No. I would like to, but this is serious business, and people need to recognize their names when they hear them.
Yes, ma'am.
Anthony Rincon, I hope you said that right. Lorinda Edwards and Kimberly Vanover. Kimberly Vanover, Lorinda Edwards, and Anthony Rincon. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Good luck.
We'll play here in the next few minutes. But right now, let's get to it. It's Tuesday.
Tender love. Love so tender.
Love me tender. Love
and then we pick it back up. There you go. Elena Davies.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning, young lady?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Yep.
How are you?
Great. Boobies all healed up and everything?
We're working on it.
Still working on it.
Not 100%, but we're getting there.
Elena had the surgery. Everybody wished you well, and you're doing awesome.
I know. I had a breast reduction. It's been great. I'm happy to be on the other side. Things are lighter over here.
Right? The back's not hurting as much?
Not near as much.
Yeah. She was able to dance. You did the juju on that beat. So
I know. I killed it.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen that.
I actually,
go watch it.
My wife and I.
You have more confidence now.
Yeah. I really do.
Yeah. My wife and I were trying to learn the dance with yours and part-time Justin, or full-time Justin now, and Jordan's dance.
Did you successfully accomplish that?
Not yet. We're going to need a few more days.
Well, if you need any help, I'm for hire.
Okay.
So. Just you can Venmo me.
Because I know you want to come play with the squirrel anyways.
I do. I know. I said I was coming over, so.
So maybe you can help us with that.
We can make a day of it.
Cool. And what's going on in the dating world?
I've got so much to talk about, guys. Apparently, it's National Pet Peeve Week.
Oh, really?
And I think that's great. Just, you know, more room for me to complain about some stuff.
Right, right.
But I'm validated in doing it. But Match.com did a study about what people's biggest pet peeve on a first date is. And can anyone guess what it might be?
On a first date?
If I were to guess, I see it all the time. It's those people that are constantly on Snapchat or on Instagram while they're on their date.
So I would say either being late or somebody who's, you know, checking their phone a lot. And
Mine would be rude to waiter.
That's
my number one.
I would shut it down
But I'd leave the date. Yeah.
Right.
So it actually is people on their phone a lot. And we live in like such a digital world now. It's all about your cell phone.
Yeah.
And I am actually reading, thanks to Trey, Modern Romance by Aziz Ansari.
It's a good
book.
So
it's kind of, I'm very like new into it. I've read the first chapter, but I'm seeing myself relate so much. And I think what it is what we're living in is already, it is your life. You are on your phone, you are addicted to apps and stuff, but when somebody is talking to you about it, like Aziz is in this book, and he's hilarious. He's a comedian if you haven't heard of him.
He likes to scream when he does his comedy.
Yeah.
But he's funny.
And I'm obsessed with him, so that's why I wanted to read the book. But it's actually a lot of scientific research has gone into this book. But it's so funny because I've just, like, caught myself relating so much. And I even, you can put do not disturb. And I learned this from you, Jenna. And I knew you can mute somebody on your phone. And I'll do it to my group text a lot. But I decided this guy I've been talking to, I'm like, okay, I'm getting too excited when you text me. Mute.
What?
So that way.
Why?
Yeah.
But you're excited.
No.
Because
I told her to do this.
I don't want to be the girl that's like jumping and immediately texting back if you're not responding to me right away.
My phone's been on mute for everyone. And what it allows you to do is you still check your phone all the time.
Yeah.
You just don't go for it. Why? They say, why do you have to go for your phone when you're driving just because you feel it vibrate? You're much more inclined to do it when you feel it go off. It's not urgent. You don't have to do it right then. We already probably check our phone. I forget the stat, like every 10 minutes or something.
Yeah,
so
less,
so the point is you check it naturally when you check
it
and
well,
then you get the message.
To not give yourself that that urge to reach as soon as it, because that's what I told you the, like last week, Jenna.
Unfortunately.
What? When you text, when you told me about a guy and I said, don't text him right away, give it a couple hours.
Oh, yeah.
You have to play the game a little bit. I hate that, but you kind of do. And that was my goal. It was like, okay, I'm going to mute this guy and I'm not going to respond. I'm going to like let him sit there. No, not the case. I'm checking my phone more and more because now I don't get the buzz when he texts me. So I'm like, oh, maybe he texts me. Then we go. And now, not only that, I'm like checking social media all the time. I'm like, okay, I hate myself for this. But reading the book, I'm like, there's just so much backing up of that. That's the world we live in. And then I found on, okay, so we've talked about Hinge before on the show. Mm-hmm. It's another dating app. And I found this article that they are changing Hinge completely.
And I don't even know what Hinge is.
So it's a similar swipe-based app like Tinder and Bumble. And I've talked about it on the show before, but it hasn't been one that I've really used a ton. But I think all of this is very interesting. So the fun part about this article is it tells you all the reasons why Hinge is changing, and it doesn't tell you what it's changing to.
It just tells you why they're changing.
But it's something that I think is worth kind of thinking about and talking about. So basically what they're saying is Vanity Fair published an article a year ago kind of hating on swipe-based apps, saying that they foster like a hookup culture, which we've all heard, and that it's killing dating and relationships and kind of promoting this on-demand, you know, sex culture thing. So they're changing it. I don't know to what, but it releases today. So I'm really excited to find out what the new like setup is going to be. But I'll send some of this stuff to Amy if you're interested in looking at it. I'll post it on my social media too.
And kidnation.com.
Yeah, so you can kind of read this article. But there's a lot of truth in it. They say it's all more about matching than messaging. People are more interested in finding who's out there and getting matches. And then people that aren't even clicking on your profile, you're just going through and swiping and not trying to get to know the person on a deeper level. And then it's also just such a broad thing. It's open to everybody. So it's, you know, anybody can join. So it kind of, it leaves it open to a lot of people. And so I'm excited to see what they change it to. We'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe I'll update you next week on
what they did.
What they change it to.
So you got Hinge, Bumble, and Tinder. Those are the main three?
Well, Match has a swiping feature because apparently that's so fun.
See, that's what Hinge says, is it makes it more about the fun of playing the game and not, like they say that they're more.
But you can have fun playing and you can still meet somebody.
Exactly. And and that's what I said too, is it's more about how committed you are in finding someone. If you're out there just to swipe, then you're going to swipe. But if you're like Kelly, who really wanted to get into a relationship, you're going to put in the work to talk to people and meet up with them and find somebody you're compatible with.
Have people gotten dumb enough to where they try to swipe people in person? And just push you off to the left or push you to the right.
Yeah, I've had a guy swipe my forehead once.
Did you get the right swipe or left swipe?
Please.
The bang. Pete, the bang.
Thank you, Elena.
You're welcome.
You want your date to be fun. Stay off your phone or you will get none. Pete, the bang.
Look at Al.
Pete.
Writing it as it goes. Having to do
trying
with
to stay up to date, man.
My man.
Trying to stay
that's
up
how you
to
do
date,
it.
Man.
That's how you do it.
Right on point.
All right, first one to call us back is you, Lorinda.
Shout out.
Yay!
What up, Lorinda?
I'm so excited.
Abigail Matt gave a shout out.
Yes.
Lorinda's very excited.
Lorinda.
What are you up to this morning?
Bringing my daughter to drum cream practice and then headed to work.
Nope, Al. Nope, Al. A misdirected shout out.
Did Al mess up on his shout out, Lorinda?
No.
Are you black?
Yes, I'm black.
Oh, see?
Oh,
Kelly.
Thank you,
Kelly.
Wow. I told you I know my people.
You went by name.
I did, but you went by voice.
Look at that. I went by voice.
Come on now.
I know.
I thought I should have given a shout out on that one.
What do you do, Lorinda?
I'm a dental hygienist.
Nice.
Oh. How often should a person get their teeth hygiened?
Cleaned.
At least every 6 months.
Every 6 months?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I need to call my
dentist. Is it mostly guys that skip that?
Probably more than girls, but they're better than you think.
Like, if you see somebody that, like, got heinous teeth, are you like, ugh. I mean, how do you handle that?
No, I'm happy to help take care of everybody equally.
You're
something
very
that
diplomatic.
Yeah.
Very diplomatic. Yeah. I know there's some nasty mouths that roll.
Oh, absolutely. That's why you guys wear those cool masks.
Yeah. Yeah,
you think it's not to get stuff on you, but it's because you don't want to smell it.
But she's going to help. That's good.
Lorinda, can you tell if somebody has not been flossing for the last 6 months, but then they start flossing the week before they come in to see you?
Yes.
Oh, you can't tell? Dang it.
You asking for a friend?
Yeah, I was asking for a friend.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Not me, Lorinda.
No.
Josie.
Your friend Josie.
Josie. My flossing is on fleek right now. That's what it is.
I'm sure it is. That's awesome. Glad to hear that.
Yes, only for you, Lorinda. I think about you every time I'm flossing.
Yeah, you made me run my tongue on my teeth right now as we're talking.
Everybody got smooth, smooth teeth?
Smooth.
Just make your appointment at your dental office.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty smooth. I'll be in soon, Dr. Smith. I'll be in soon. Big Al, will you tell Lorinda how we play the game, please?
Sure. Lorinda, we're going to put you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault, where you will hear our banker utter dollar amounts for your hearing. All right? When you hear one that you like, please say stop. You might feel a little bit of pressure, as the dentist says, but please say stop. All right? If you don't, and the vault door closes, you're not going to get anything.
Mm, we don't want that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
All right. And even if it goes all the way to 1,000, you still have to say stop. All right?
Okay.
You got it.
Lorinda's got it. All right, Lorinda.
Got it.
Let's see how much money you win. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$130 $230 $300 $450 $670
Lorinda.
Wow.
Lorinda.
Dang it.
Lorinda. Wow.
Dang it.
Lorinda, baby.
Oh.
I wasn't feeling that slam.
Lorinda, I thought it was going to go a little bit longer.
I thought
we had a little more love than that.
I would have gotten it shut on
When you get into work today, I'd go ahead and get a little bit of that laughing gas or something, just so you can laugh it off.
Man.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Lorinda, you're beautiful.
It's all good. I enjoyed playing. It was great.
All right, darling. I'm very sorry.
Thank you for joining us on the show this morning. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes the banker gets you. Feel bad for Lorinda, because we liked her a lot.
Yeah.
She fixes our mouths and cleans them.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Unfortunately, we just had the door close on Lorinda Edwards with Beat the Bank, and we're sad about that. But we're happy because we get to actually give away $1,000 in full right now. We've been asking you teachers, what do you need? Look, you're underpaid. We know that. You spend a lot of your money on your school supplies for your classroom and to set it up, make it look nice for the kids. The future of America. And so we wanted to throw a little extra in there for you to make it easier for you.
Yeah.
So we ask you to go to KidNation.com and write us and let us know what you plan on doing with that $1,000 to help the kids. And we have a letter right here. Kelly, will you do the honors of reading it, please?
I'm happy to. I am a homebound teacher for Northside ISD in San Antonio. We service the kids who are too sick to attend school, so we go to their homes or the hospital where they are receiving care. I have a wonderful job. I am truly blessed to have it. I would use the money to buy supplies for our students who are in town for treatments and don't have what they need. Also, when we have students in the hospital during the holidays, our small staff goes and buys stuffed animals, blankets, etc. for the kids who aren't able to go home for the holidays. It would be great if we could expand that and either provide more for our kids or provide something for the families. And that's from Dana Ryan.
Very cool.
And Dana's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I am fantastic. How are y'all?
We're doing great. Are you already in the classroom right now, or are you getting ready to go?
No, I'm still with my own kids at home.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, first of all, thank you for doing what you do.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about homebound? Because that's not something I've heard of before.
I never heard of that.
Right. Okay, so what we do is the kids that, they're different kinds of kids. We have some kids that are on it for a very long time if they're receiving chemo or if they have a chronic disease that doesn't allow them to go to school because of their immune systems are compromised. And so we go out and we go to their homes and we see them for whatever subjects, like I'm the English teacher. I go and see them for their English class, and then I take their work back to the school And that way they're still having their education while they're dealing with whatever they're dealing with.
Wow.
Sometimes we see the kids in the hospital, like if they have their bone marrow transplant, they stay there for a few months. It just depends on whatever they're having to deal with.
Wow, full service teaching there.
Yeah.
It is. It's awesome.
That is awesome. Cool.
And we notice this a lot with our kids because a lot of them get so far behind in school because they are not able to go, but you make that easier for them.
Exactly. It is the best job.
Well, we're going to go ahead and give you that $1,000 there, Dana, so you can...
we got to isolate that.
That was beautiful.
Totally. I did not expect this. Y'all are totally freaking me out. I was running around my house telling the kids, oh my God, get your shoes on. They're calling me back.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Did you start this or was somebody else the person that started this and you jumped on?
Oh, no. Not my idea by any stretch of the imagination. But I've been there 3.5 years, so it has been great. And Northside is a great district, and they do a lot for the kids that can't necessarily go to school. So it's really, really cool.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Well, I'm glad you picked it up and you keep doing it. Dana,
thank you.
Definitely show us some pictures when you go take some stuffed animals to the kids at school or whatever you buy them. We would love to see that.
I would definitely do that. Awesome. Thank you all so much.
No, thank you.
Keep doing what you do.
Have a wonderful day at school today, okay, Dana?
Thank you, too. You guys have a great day, too.
All right, hold on for us. We'll get you set up with your $1,000. Hey, how cool is that?
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I guess, yeah, it makes perfect sense for that to exist, but I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those stuffed animals, I don't know if you guys have ever been in the hospital, but I remember going to the hospital when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And they gave me a teddy bear. And I was 8 years old, and I loved that teddy bear. That was my dude.
Cheer you up, man. Yeah. Make all the difference in the world.
The small things that'll get you that right there. We'll give another $1,000 for a deserving teacher again next Monday. So go to kidnation.com. If you are a teacher and you could use that $1,000, let us know in 100 words or less. We'll hook you up. And on Tuesday, we got something really cool. Caroline Craddock's in studio to talk about that.
Hi.
Hey, Caroline.
How are y'all?
Doing good.
Great.
Wait. Caroline Craddock?
Wait, do you work here?
Holy moly. You guys.
You go to work every day. You're minding your own business.
It just blows your mind,
know,
people you find
so
at work
crazy.
Sometimes. I didn't know you worked here. That's crazy. Yeah. So what's going on?
They let me in today. I don't know.
That's great.
Know why. Yeah.
So on Tuesday.
It's Kids Day.
Yay!
Already. Oh, man.
Now,
October 18th.
October 18th, next Tuesday, we're doing Kids Day. We don't ask you for money during the year. I mean, we talk about kids quite a bit.
And you can donate any day you like.
Yeah, you can.
Tracy, what is Kids? I'm a new listener.
Kids is an organization, Big Al Mac, that Kid Craddock started because of Caroline Craddock. Mm-hmm. He went in, got a sonogram. They said that your leg was not going to...
Twisted femur.
Uh-huh. And brittle bone disease.
And he thought you were going to be a special needs kid. Mm-hmm. And he started looking into that and noticed that there's a lot of kids out there that could, you know, use a little love and maybe a trip to get their mind off of what's going on at the hospital. So he started taking a busload of kids to SeaWorld, I believe, in San Antonio. And then that grew into a trip to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, where we now take about 50 families, their mom, dad, brother, sister, sometimes grandma if she's around all the time.
On our own Southwest plane.
Southwest Airlines provides the plane for us. We don't even have to go through TSA. I mean, we do, but it's our own TSA.
Yeah.
All expenses paid.
Everything. Hotel, Disney dollars, the park admission. I mean, you could literally leave your wallet at home if you wanted to.
Bring your ID, though.
Oh, yeah.
I do. Yeah.
And then go ask Auntie Caroline for some money.
Yes.
You know, if you run out real quick.
I'm just handing it out. That's what I do.
And we make a video every year so you could go back and watch it. We have pictures. We have the website. You can go look at the pictures. And it just, when you talk to former kids, it's one of those things that keeps them fighting. And they'll tell you that. When they go to the hospital and they're feeling sad or they're feeling beat down, they just remember, man, I had a great time at Disney World. Yep. Takes them back to that good spot.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one day that we ask you for money.
Yes.
And are you going to be at the headquarters this year?
No, I'll actually be in studio with you guys
this
year. You get me all day.
Okay. But we will have the call center.
Yes, we'll have the call center. There's going to be a ton of different ways to donate, so we'll go over that once it's closer. But you can go to Raising Cane's, and you can call, and you can text. There's tons of ways to donate.
Yeah, and we're going to be catching up with a bunch of kids' families, too. We'll do that on that day.
Been on the trip, maybe meet some new families that get to go this year.
We have a good group. We have 54 kids.
Oh.
54?
Yeah.
Dang. And we leave in 6 weeks.
Crazy.
It's already here.
Wow.
It's already here.
Yeah.
Blink
puts it in perspective.
Blink and the trip is right around the corner.
We're just there.
Yeah, we need to start already packing.
Yep.
And we're looking good for this year, right? But we still need some money. So mm-hmm. we will be asking on
Need
Tuesday.
That money, honey.
Kids
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, we don't want to have to tell them they can't go.
Yeah, fun ain't free, yo.
Yeah, that's the thing. Awkward. See, we do this thing where we just tell the families they're going, and then
before
we
and then
money.
We count yeah. on you to yeah. help yeah. us pay for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, should we do it that way?
Probably not. Get the money first, but, you know, hopefully.
Makes us work harder.
Yeah. If you don't send us money, we're going to text you photos of their sweet little faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't deny that.
You can't deny that.
I'm kidding. We're not going to do that.
All right, Caroline. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
We're excited for Kids Day 2016.
Yay.
We still have another $1,000 with Beat the Bank coming up here in about 30 minutes. Call out three more names. Hopefully it won't close on you. And coming up next, first time I've ever felt jealousy towards my son.
You're jealous of your son?
Yeah, I didn't. I felt a little bit of jealousy. I don't know if you've ever felt this towards your daughter, Emma Kelly. Kelly.
Well, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
How old is he?
My son's 4.
Okay. Jealous of a 4-year-old.
Yeah, and up until this point, I was the man of the house, but then things changed yesterday.
Oh, really?
Things okay. changed.
He has better abs.
No, he already had those. Yeah, he got the little kids out. I'll tell you why I'm jealous of my son next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
20-minute warning for Beat the Bank. 20-minute warning.
20 minutes. We'll, 20 minutes.
We'll call out three names. First one that gets to play. We also have a bit from Justin, formerly known as Part-Time Justin, now known as Full-Time Justin.
It's exciting stuff, man.
It's called Quit Stalling. Okay. And it's not a Russian bit. It's him in the bathroom. So we'll have that
That's
for you coming
clever.
Up.
Clever. Stalling. I'm sure our audience was really thinking.
just in case. We don't go political with
I'm
it.
Trying to remember when Kid called me and made me full-time from part-time. When I first started, I guess you don't even notice, JC, I was like... Well, at first I was doing commercials. Then I would just do a bit here and there.
Yeah.
And like Kidnapping John Tesh was one of my first like bona fide radio bits.
You could have gone to jail.
I could have gone to jail for that one probably. And then I, correct me, Kelly, if I'm wrong, I started doing like either Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, like two or three days a week.
You were talking
Kelly,
20 years ago. I don't remember. I remember you and... Bert had to share a microphone,
yes.
And you are 6 foot what?
6'3", and Bert's about 5'3".
Yeah. And so it was very up, down. They had to share a microphone.
You could hear it. You could hear the squeak
I remember that, but I don't remember. It's just a hard. That's why we don't really know Al's start date, because he was
it just
on the
happened.
Air doing commercials, and then he was in the studio, and he just never left.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My start day, I know it. July 10th.
No, I know mine, May 31st, 1994.
July 10th, 2006. 10 years ago,
wow!
Little C showed up. Do you remember yours, Jenna?
Yeah, well, I was the same as Al. Like, I started phone screening, and then I would do the occasional. Remember,
it just
I
happened.
Would do the right. magazine recaps mm-hmm. and right. the body. Jenna
you mean
your
zine,
body.
Zine scene?
And Jenna knows your body.
Jenna knows
and then
your body.
I was told I got to come back and be on the air. It was before the holidays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
Jenna
then,
knows your body.
Oh my gosh! So it would have been in January. You know, so I had 2 weeks to sit on it, hoping that he didn't change his mind.
Right.
A lot has changed in the last few years, including me having children, which is weird.
Yeah. What's the biggest change? No more club. Well, you go out every once in a while.
Once in a while. Probably be hitting it this weekend.
Are you?
Hitting the clubs.
Okay. Whatever.
It's my wife's birthday, so we're going to pretend like we can hang.
Got the babysitter lined up.
Not yet.
Okay.
All you do is hang out with your kids.
Yeah. And that's the big thing. I mean, I hang out with my kids most of the time.
Yeah.
And I love my kids. I have Chloe, who's 3 years old, and I have Kaysen, he's 4. But yesterday, I felt this weird sensation in my body that I had not felt towards my son before.
Mm.
And I'm like, what is this? What is this thing I feel right now?
Okay, what was it?
And I finally figured it out. I'm like, oh, I feel jealous. I feel extremely jealous.
Okay, what brought
with my
this
son?
On? What brought this on?
So we just got this squirrel that we're fostering.
His name is Suge, right?
Yeah, Suge Knight. And so Suge's getting stronger, and he's starting to walk around and jump. Because he's a flying squirrel. He's a southern flying squirrel, so he jumps. He likes to jump from things to things.
What do you still keep him in that little aquarium-looking thing?
He has like a little container. Okay. And then we let him out, and I let him run around. We have a room where he can just run free.
Okay.
And then other than that, he's in the living room with us, and he can jump from the couch to the center table, and then he jumps back to me.
You don't lose him?
No. He really, when he feels like something's going to go wrong, he runs back to me. And that's what they told me. They said, squirrels get really attached to the owners, and they think you're mommy, and you become their world. So I'm Suge's world,
yes,
right?
Yes, you are.
So I get home yesterday, and I'm hanging out with my dude, Suge Knight. Mm. I'm sitting on the couch, and he's going right there on the ottoman, and he's jumping on me, and we're having a good time, and ha, 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 all good. And then Kaysen shows up, and he stands roughly about the same distance as I am, but the opposite side of the ottoman.
Yeah.
And then Suge is looking at me, and I said, come on, Suge. And Kaysen said, no, come here, Suge. And Suge looked at me, looked at Kaysen, looked at me again, turned around, and his punk jumped on Kaysen. And I said, this must have been a fluke, you guys. So I grabbed him, and I put him back on the ottoman, and I said, come on, Suge. Kaysen didn't say anything. He turned around and jumped on Kaysen. And that's when the feelings took over. I literally became jealous of my son.
What was
that? Like a coffee commercial?
That was me singing Jealous in Spanish to Nick Jonas that one time.
Ricola.
Yeah, I thought that was...
But you've never had that, Kelly? Celoso. Nick Jonas didn't like that, by the way. He wasn't a big fan of that.
He didn't have a good sense of humor about messing with his music.
No. Have you ever had that, Kelly, where you become jealous of Emma Kelly for something? I mean, this is small, but I literally felt jealousy.
No. Sorry.
Oh, see, that's why I feel awful.
I'm sitting here racking. No, I get that. It's not about your son. It's about the squirrel.
The relationship.
I mean, like, did your dog ever like a McKelly more than you?
No. No, he loves Kelly.
And she gets mad about that.
Yeah.
I get a little, I wouldn't call it jealous. I may call it perturbed.
Why?
When Curtis goes to my girlfriend as opposed to me. I get a little bothered. I'm like, I guess I equate it to like when a family is divorced. Like you have one parent over here, one parent over here, and the kid gravitates toward one toward that he doesn't see. Fun dad, for example.
Right.
And mom is kind of left over there, you know. Like, I take care of you every day. I'm telling Curtis, I take care of you every day. I mean, I notice your mama and everything, and you haven't seen her in a while, but you can still give me a little love. So I can kind of relate a little bit.
Did you ever get jealous with your son because he was dating 20-year-olds?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
What is that heavenly smell? What is that?
Cinnamony. Pumpkin-y.
Who brought cinnamon rolls?
I did. I brought cinnamon rolls.
Justin, you brought cinnamon rolls to work?
Yes, I did. Look at it. Beautiful. I told you I'd bring it. Yeah, smell it. Have some of it.
Oh, Justin.
It's so good. Thanks.
No, it's pumpkin spice.
Did you have some, Kelly?
I have not.
What is this?
I brought them to celebrate the full-time job. Full-time Justin. Well, actually, we're going to keep the name part-time Justin.
Oh, we are?
Okay? Yeah, part-time still Instagram. On the show, but I am full-time on that salary.
Oh, because you don't want to change your Instagram and your Snapchat and your Twitter.
No, it's a lot of work, and we already kept the name, so we're going to keep it. But your boy is getting paid. That's the most important part.
How do you refer to you as part-time?
Part-time.
Part-time.
Yeah, just keep the name going.
Just because you can't switch it. You didn't.
He's already copyrighted it.
But just the world needs to know. Full-time is here.
You set your expectations low when you were signing up for your social media. Is what you did.
Yes, I did.
You should have gone.
I should have gone. Should have gone.
It's okay.
Permanent.
We're excited for you.
Oh.
That's our new standby from Dana Ryan. She won $1,000 for her homebound
a hawk
program.
A for its prey.
Oh, look at that mouse. Go get it, hawk.
Awesome.
Look at all those birds on the beach, man. Look at all-
We tease with love.
With love in our heart.
You are forever a part of the show now, Dana.
Great. Yeah.
It's a good scream.
Are you excited about that? Of course you are. How would you scream if you won $1,000? Would you win like this? Yeah, we want some of that. Oh, all right, let's call out three names for Beat the Bank round two. We play twice a day. That's why we're doing it again. How do you play? You go to kidnation.com and sign up and then just wait for us to call you. What if you haven't signed up? It's okay. If these people don't call back in 10 minutes, you get to call in and try to play yourself.
That's not okay. You need to go sign
up. Really?
But really?
It takes a minute.
Yeah. It just takes a minute. Do it now. Of course. All right.
As soon as you feed the birds.
Jenna, do you have the names?
I do. Oh, man. I ate too much of that cinnamon roll. The three names are Sarah Esco, Ramona Garcia, Patricia Nosaka. Patricia Nosaka, Ramona Garcia, Sarah Esco. You have 10 minutes to call. First one in gets a chance to play Beat the Bank. It's 800-KID-LOG.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
10 minutes start now. We'll open up the phone lines. Make it fair and square.
First money is on the line.
Money on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Part-time Justin's in the studio with us because he got something for us.
Yes.
You have a bit.
Yes. The idea came to me when I went to the bathroom with Nick Adams, and I was in mid-conversation. He goes, stop. I don't like talking in the bathrooms. He goes, it's awkward.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay. And then the idea came to me where I was like, people usually don't have conversations. Guys don't have conversations in the bathrooms like girls.
Do girls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Girls, oh, you do? Okay, cool.
Well, we don't go pee together, first of all.
But girls, well, I mean, living with my roommate before, I would stand at her door. We would be in the bathroom with each other talking.
Got it. It's weird, but got it.
But guys don't. So I was thinking to myself, what would it be like if I started having conversations with other dudes in the bathroom?
Strangers.
That's weird.
Probably.
So
awkward.
I did it.
What's your bit called?
Quit Stalling.
Now, we were trying to come up with a perfect song for your bit. We found four.
Okay.
So you tell us which one you like.
All right, we'll have to figure this one out.
My bathroom is a private kind of place.
Think of girl. It's not as uppity.
You don't like that one?
No. Okay. It doesn't bring the color yellow to
Sorry about that. How about this one, Justin? Do you like this one?
I want a potty potty. Hey. You want a potty potty. They want a potty potty. We want a potty. I want a potty potty. You want a potty potty.
I like that little bump,
they want a potty potty. We want a potty.
It's a remake of the Madagascar song.
Yes.
I like the move it, move it.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Or if you don't like this one, how about this? On the potty.
I can pee and poop on the potty.
Man.
I can pee and poop on the potty. Yes, I can pee and poop on the potty.
Kelly doesn't like that one.
No. Nah. That one's okay.
Sometimes songs need sound effects.
No. Is there one more?
There's one more.
One more.
All right.
It's called I Gotta Go.
I gotta go. I'm going to the restroom. Gotta do something. I gotta go.
Come on.
I'm going there full, but I'll leave with nothing. I gotta go. Now I'm in the restroom. I flush my business. I gotta go. I wash my hands.
I have to say I'm disappointed own personal parody, Locked Out the Bathroom, was not even included in the options.
Because you're locked out of the bathroom and you can't go in there and quit stalling.
I gotta go, whoa. You could just use that part.
Use one. Use the classic. Use the classic.
Yeah.
Where did you pee?
Oh, wow.
Because I got a pee butt.
Pee butt?
I had to pee butt. I got locked out the bathroom.
For too long.
Justin wasn't here for this.
For too long.
Yeah, all right, we can go to the bit.
All right, let's go to the bit.
Then we can go
to
eventually we'll get to it, right?
Cut into my own song.
All right, let's listen to it. Those were really good try for theme songs.
Okay. Justin in the bathroom trying to chat it up with dudes.
Excuse me, sir, is there any toilet paper right there?
There is some, yeah.
Where are you? Are you in the stall or
the bathroom stall?
Okay.
Not the urinal, the stall.
So he can't see who you're talking to.
He can't see. I can't see.
And he is in the stall as well.
Yeah, next to me.
And so he can't go anywhere, basically.
He's stuck there, yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah, pants are around the ankle.
Excuse me, sir. Is there any toilet paper right there?
There is some, yeah.
Could you give me some, please?
Absolutely.
Are you going to be a clown for Halloween? What are you going to be?
I have no idea.
I think I was going to go as Joanne the Scammer.
Never.
Oh, okay. That or maybe Angelina and Brad Pitt.
Both of them at the same time?
Yeah, I'll try to be both of them. But be split up because they're getting that divorce. Can you believe that?
I mean, I don't really keep up.
Hey, do you have toilet paper next to you?
The moment that no one ever wants to have.
I know, it's so scary. Oh, yo, thank you for the whole roll.
No problem.
Can I get a little bit more, please? I promise I'm not a clown. Isn't that scary?
It's a little weird.
Hey, do you have toilet paper in your side? Oh, thank you so much for the whole roll. Yes. Well, did you hear about Kim Kardashian, though?
She got robbed in here.
Yes.
I think that's actually kind of fun.
You think it's funny?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
I mean, she's broke and all, so...
Oh, she's broke?
Kanye's broke. He's $50 million in debt.
Oh, okay. So just taking away the money is more funny from the rich.
I guess.
Oh, no. And like a little bit more.
Are you random toilet person?
Okay, and like two more pieces, please. Thank you. Actually, could I get another piece, please?
What is going on here?
Well, good luck with the rest of that.
I want a potty potty. Hey, you want a potty potty.
They yes. want a potty potty. These men had so much to talk about. The Kardashians.
They actually talked to you.
They did. They were so nice. They understood because I created a situation that they could understand. I said I had a lot of toilet paper in my stall, but I would pretend like I didn't have any, so I would ask for it.
It was your icebreaker.
It was the icebreaker, yeah.
I get too shy in there. I lift my feet up. Oh, I don't want people knowing
no,
I'm in
no
there.
No one is there. Yeah, keep it locked.
I go ghost.
I used to do that.
That's an awkward position to go to the bathroom.
It is.
With your feet up.
Well, they tell you that's actually the natural way.
Who's they?
They.
Well, the squatty potty that they... Yeah. Basically, these people went on Shark Tank and sold these squatty potties, which basically it's a kid's step stool. You probably have one in your house for your toddler. You just put it under your feet when you're going to the bathroom and it's supposed to help.
Yeah. What you happens did? When you go the normal way, that the way that the toilets make you go, is you're pinching. And that's not good for your body. You're not...
Before modern toiletry, we would squat.
Has anyone seen my poop stool?
I can't believe we're discussing this.
That's
so gross.
But that was the bit. Quit stalling. Hopefully we have more hot topics to talk about.
I know, it's so bad.
What, Kelly?
It's true. I mean,
everybody
it's
does
life.
It.
It's life. And it is
not
better
does
for
it. I don't do
it's
that.
Better for elimination.
Somebody may be sitting in their car going like, man, I didn't know that. Yeah. Now I'm going to have complete elimination.
Don't waste a lot of money. I see these things for sale. It's like, do you have a toddler step stool? There.
Yeah, use that.
Use that.
Oh, okay.
What, Al?
Feet, how in the world do you move in with a guy for the first time and bring your stool?
In some countries, a toilet is on the ground because of that.
I saw, what was the movie?
I'm not discounting it. I've just saying it's ridiculous
because
I've been fine for 32 years.
Is, I can't believe we're even talking about it.
I don't know what? We save people's lives.
We're not saving lives.
Well, the exit is as important as the entrance.
Is my fave, but today is sausage pizza day. Beat the bang.
So inappropriate to talk about that, right? Like right after that.
No, it's not.
I mean,
why?
It's changing.
Today is sausage pizza day.
It's,
what?
It's National Sausage Pizza Day.
No, it's not.
You
this is now.
Are lying,
okay, Caroline
sir.
Craddock went off about pumpkin spice everything.
Yeah.
These ridiculous days have got to stop.
Taco Day's fine. Pizza Day's fine. But why
not sausage pizza day?
Sausage
this is ridiculous.
It's also National Coming Out Day.
It is.
It's also International Day of the Girl.
It is.
And that's the only ones I see.
That's a bummer. National Coming Out Day has to share its day with sausage pizza day.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what it is.
I wouldn't contribute to that because it's just silly.
Well, he needed it for his rhyme.
I know.
Yeah. I'm getting mad at
Al. Not enough.
Yeah, I could have made one about pooping in the stall, but I
think we've had enough of that as well.
Didn't really want to go there.
All right. Let's read our contestant.
All right.
Sarah, how are you doing this morning?
I'm awesome. How are you?
We're great. You're the first one to call in. That means you get to play.
Yay.
Hey. Are you Sarah with an H or Sarah with no H?
Sarah with no H.
No H.
Yeah, well, like...
The right way to spell it.
What's the point of the H if he's just going to be silent
because
and not doing...
silent.
Yeah, he's not helping out.
I don't really get that.
I know, right?
The H. No offense to all the H's out there.
No.
We still love you all. What are you up to right now, Sarah?
I was almost to work, so I'm pulled over on the side of the road.
Oh.
Good job.
What do you do?
I'm a teacher for the visually impaired.
Aww.
You know Braille and everything?
Yes, I do.
Do you know blind?
I think that'd be so hard.
Yeah.
Blind Ken?
It's fun. It's very fun.
How would one go about learning Braille the best way?
You go to school.
Basically, I have to go to school.
Yeah.
I guess there's not really... Maybe there's a book you can check out at the library or something. I don't know.
Because I try to close my eyes.
They have apps these days that you could learn some of it, probably.
Oh, really?
Apps, but then you still can't... With an app, you can't feel.
Right.
It's all about feel.
That's true.
And I've done it. I close my eyes to see if I can... Does it feel like
the letter?
Can I
tell that it's three dots in a horizontal row or what? All these dots. I don't know. It's incredible. I mean, it's really fascinating.
We do have so many questions. Do you use all your fingers when reading Braille or just your index finger?
Well, sighted people actually only learn Braille visually.
Uh-huh.
But people who are visually impaired use almost all of their fingers. Depends on the person.
Mm. Oh, see?
So sighted people are not able to learn by just touch?
You can.
Which is really difficult.
You just don't. It's just easier to learn by sight.
Wow.
Can you read,
fascinating.
Can you read Braille in Spanish?
No.
Oh.
You're not.
I don't know Spanish.
What would that be?
By Braille?
By Braille.
By Braille. Guys could go on forever.
You have an interesting
on this
job.
Show.
All right, here's how the game works. Okay, Sarah, we're going to put you inside the bank vault with the banker. He's going to be giving you dollar amounts. Those increase the longer you stay in there. It just depends on how gutsy you feel this round. It can get up to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money you will win. Now, if the door closes on you, you get nothing. And we don't want that because we unfortunately had that happen earlier, and it made us really sad.
Yep.
Okay.
How are you feeling this time around, Al? Because you were pretty close last time.
Yeah, I was pretty close last time, but she didn't ask. But well, this time, I am feeling rather good. I'm not feeling the greatest of all time, but I'm feeling very good, okay?
Very good.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, there you go. You go with That's your just, gut, though, Sarah. It's up to you.
Just my opinion.
Okay, Sarah's got to get inside the classroom and teach. Yep. So we'll get to it. Let's play Beat the Bank!
Ninety, 160, 250, 350, 350, 490.
530. 590. Stop.
Yeah. I'm feeling you on that one.
Good job.
I'm
Good
feeling you on
job.
That one.
$590. Sarah with no H.
What are you going to do with that money? Buy an H?
It's actually my 5th wedding anniversary in November, and we're going to Vegas.
Yay.
Are you going to see a show?
Yes, we're seeing Cirque du Soleil.
Well, that'll Ooh. Be fun.
Very cool.
Yeah, what's your husband's name?
Yeah. His name is John.
Hey, John.
What's up, John?
Sarah just won $590. All for her, though.
Congratulations, Sarah.
All right, for fun, Sarah, you got $590. We want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
620. 690. 800.
Oh, this guy.
830. 1,000.
Oh.
Oh. What a tricky.
Never know.
Hey, $590, that's not bad, Sarah.
Not too shabby. Free money, man.
Thank you.
All right, hold on for us. We'll get you set up. I would have bailed out at that time right there, too.
Yeah.
He was going for a while. We'll play again tomorrow morning, same time, 6:50, 7:50 Central. Just sign up at KidNation.com.
Got it.
Do it. I mean, it's literally a minute of your day, and you only have to do it once. You don't have to do it ever again,
yeah.
Unless we tell you to. You know, in case somebody deletes the bank or something of names. Then we'll ask you to do it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, does that make me crazy?
Yeah, buddy.
One of our favorite long-running bits on the show. If you haven't called us yet or don't have the phone number and you missed it, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'd love to hear from you.
The bar on crazy has been raised.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't call here with just a little bitty crazy nowadays. You got to be really
You got to be super crazy.
Yeah.
Right now, I want all things that have to do with Ken Bone, 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 Bone from the debates. I just adore this guy.
Good guy.
He's the guy with the red sweater everybody was talking about.
Uh-huh.
He could potentially be my Halloween costume. But I feel like that's irresponsible of me to dress up like Ken Bone because there can only be one Ken Bone.
All right.
I don't want to. I feel like that's making fun of him if I dress up like him.
Oh,
although I'm trying to pay homage.
It. He's embracing it.
He's enjoying it.
Because I'd want him to think that I'm.
You should do your whole family. You should do all of you as Ken Bone.
Yeah.
Kenzie,
The Bones.
Yeah.
Everybody. Bones.
Chloe, Kaysen, all of us.
The dog.
Real quick before we launch into the calls from Does That Make Me Crazy, Ken Bone was, you know, making the rounds because he's super famous now. And apparently Twitter for him has been blowing up.
I went from last night having 7 Twitter followers, 2 of which were my grandmother because she had to remake her account when she forgot her password, to now I have several hundred. I don't know why they care what I have to say, but I'm glad they're engaged in the political process.
Yeah, Ken Bone!
But my disappointment with him yesterday is as he was doing all the rounds, he was on every entertainment outlet, news outlet, he left off the tie.
He did.
Oh, man.
He was going open neck, and that's no. That's not the Ken Bone we love.
He doesn't know, Kelly.
Yeah. I want that white tie back.
He didn't know how important that was.
If you're wondering how he stumbled upon that fashion choice for the debate.
I had a really nice olive suit that I love a great deal, and my mother would have been very proud to see me wearing on television. But apparently I've gained about 30 pounds, and when I went to get in my car the morning of the debate, I split the seat of my pants all the way open. So the red sweater is plan B. I'm glad it worked out.
And that's our boy Ken Bone right there.
Oh my gosh, I just looked at his Twitter. This is an interesting little fact.
Yeah.
He does have like tens of thousands of followers now. But until yesterday, he had only tweeted one time.
Really?
1,100 days ago.
Wow.
And it was a tweet to Ariana Grande.
Yes, Ken Bone!
What did he say?
You're a great positive role model for young girls and a big-time talent. Never let some image maker or muckraker take that.
Well, they did.
Was that before the donut licking?
1,100 days ago, one tweet to Ariana Grande.
What a positive man that Ken Bone is. All right, back to Does That Make Me Crazy, for real. A couple from the text here. I have to picture myself eating something to decide if I'm going
to
eat it. So you
got
to picture yourself. So you got the bacon. You got to picture yourself eating it
before you see
if you're going to eat it. Yeah. I say just go for it.
I don't think so. I picture myself, if I've been eating a lot of a certain food, I was telling Justin, I picture myself as the food.
You are what you eat?
Last week I was a potato chip.
Yeah.
Lately I've been a donut.
Yeah.
Like when I look at it, I feel like a donut.
Mm-hmm.
Not feel in the mood for a donut. I physically feel like a donut.
Delicious.
Soft in the middle.
Oh, gotcha.
Glazed.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, let's go.
Crusty.
All right. We could go on. Yeah. I could go down the wrong
way. I wanted to say, I just stopped.
Okay. Thank you for that. Let's go to the phones. Howard, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How you guys doing today, fam?
My man.
I love being part of a fam.
Yeah, we fam.
I love having you in it.
Thank you.
Why are you crazy?
All right. I ultimately make my final decision on a book by the way it smells. Like, I'll read the description of the book in the back, and if it intrigues me, I'll take a big whiff of the pages. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't smell right to me, I'll put it back.
What have you put back because it smelled terrible?
Well, I think it was that George Bush book was the last one I put down. Yeah. And it smelled bad, and I didn't even have to sniff it.
Right.
Doesn't care about black people.
What's the best smelling book you've ever smelled?
I would have to say the Harry Potter series.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been sniffing books since about 4th grade.
I get what you're saying, man. I hate when a book doesn't have a good scent.
Right, and then when you're lying in your bed reading it and that smell gets to you, you get a headache or you get nauseous. So, you got to throw it away.
You ever use a Kindle?
No, I'm not big on Kindles. I like to feel the turn of the page.
Mm-hmm. I feel you, man.
Yeah. Hey, you may not be the only brother that's seen Harry Potter, but I bet you're the only one that smelled Harry Potter.
I'm hoping I am.
Yeah. You know what, man? You crazy, but you're cool crazy, Howard.
Cool crazy.
I appreciate that. Also, I wanted to apologize to you guys. I didn't get a chance to see you in Denham Springs. Unfortunately, I had a funeral that day.
Oh, I'm sorry, Howard.
Yeah.
Sorry for your loss.
We got to make up for it next time we come around, okay, man?
Yep, and I have a song for you. That skit, Justin's skit. Yeah. I wasn't pleased with what you guys came up with.
I wasn't either.
I came up with my own.
Okay, go ahead.
Come on.
It goes, quit stalling, quit stalling. It's great to conversate. Quit stalling, quit stalling with you.
I love it.
That's great, dude.
I think that's it.
Yeah, we couldn't find that on iTunes.
We may have to get to our...
Hey, you got to record it and put it on iTunes.
Well, we got you.
We have you on tape now. We use you.
Yeah, now we could put music behind it.
And you're right. It sounds good. Also, quick shout out to my wife. Tomorrow's our 8-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, I can't let you go without saying that, my man. All right, Howard, you have a great day, my man. He said, I've been sniffing books since the fourth grade.
I love it. Are you sure he was ready to go? He might have had one more thing.
Yeah, it's too
late.
You
want to check? Is he gone?
Oh.
He's gone.
No, we got Chelsea on the phone now.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Chelsea.
Hello.
How you doing this morning? We're doing Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead.
Okay, so sometimes I will just casually repeat, like whisper things back that people say to me. Does that make me crazy?
You're a repeater.
Oh, no. I'm a repeater.
See, she just did it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're about to do it again.
I don't know.
I won't call you crazy, but we do encounter repeaters every once in a while.
All the time.
And we call you repeaters.
Yeah. I just like whisper back to myself all quiet, like, oh, they missed the movies. I'm like quietly whisper back to myself.
You whisper it back to yourself. Yeah. Because that's probably going to make you look crazy in front of the person when you're talking to them.
It's just a little. It's just a little quirky.
It's a little quirky. It's cute though.
Yeah.
Still crazy though. Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Hey, Rory.
Hi.
We're doing Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead.
I think it makes me crazy is whenever you do the drop for shame from like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
As soon as I hear that little first bell, I immediately turn off the radio.
You don't like it.
I can't listen.
Like, I can't
stand the sound of it. Like, I just, I don't know what it is. It just irks me.
Hmm.
And I think,
shame.
There you go.
Shame.
Shame.
I like it.
I don't know what it is. Like, I love Game of Thrones, but it just, I don't know if it's like the voice, if it's like, I don't know what it is. It just, I know.
Yeah.
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah. Does it make you want to hang up on us, Rory?
No, because it's like the first time I get to talk to you guys in years.
I was tolerating it.
I like that you tolerate it. We'll try not to play it as often, but we will play it when we screw up, which happens a lot.
Yeah, but yeah, like I usually just turn it off for like a couple seconds just by the time it's like over, and then immediately turn it back on.
We're gonna double play for you next time.
No, we're not gonna double play it for you, Rory. You're not crazy. We're just annoying sometimes.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Thank you for calling.
Gotta remember Roy.
Crystal S.
Hi, how is everybody?
We're doing great. Oh, man.
Great.
I want to hear yours. Go ahead.
Okay. So I just want to say that I am a mother of two, and I'm sure everybody feels my pain. You always buy something for yourself, and you hope that whenever you come home from work, it's still there. Well, I actually had a babysitter. I would buy myself pizza rolls, and it's not... I can't microwave the pizza rolls, otherwise I would totally take them to work with me. They have to be crispy in the oven.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You do
every
right.
single time I would come home after buying pizza rolls, I'd come home wanting pizza rolls, they would be gone. My kids don't like pizza rolls. My kids hate pizza. So it has to be the babysitter.
So what'd you do about
it? She's not our babysitter anymore.
You fired the babysitter over pizza rolls?
Did you tell her that's why, or you just didn't hire her?
Well, I had other reasons why it was an in-home babysitter. Yeah. I wasn't a fan of her.
Yeah.
However, that was my main reason.
That was the tipping point.
Exactly.
She fired her babysitter because she
pizza
was...
Roll. Don't pizza roll. Snacks.
We're going to have to apologize to Rory right now.
Shame.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.